Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Atchel. We're now in Masechet Bechorot Daf Yod Zayin Amud Aleph, taking a look at Mishnah Vav and also Mishnah Zayin of this, the second parak. Rachel Shelo Bichra. Now this is going to sound very much like the Mishnayot that we saw in the first parak about Safek, etc. Rachel Shelo Bichra V'Yadashne Yitzcharim. So Rachel never had a baby and then had two boys, v'yatzushnei roshem ke'achad, and both of them came at the same time. The heads came out at the same time. Rabbi Yosef le'omer shtein la'kohen shemar hazacharim la'adonai, because here the pasuk alludes to the fact that you could have multiple zacharim, multiple males that go to the kohen. It's impossible for them to be at exactly the same time. One of them was first. We just don't know which. So now, Rabbi Tarfon omer kohen borelo te'afeh. The kohen gets the better one. Rabbi Kiva omer mishamim benen, which normally means they split it, meaning they would take the value of both of them. Either the kohen would take the cheaper one and then be paid for the difference, or vice versa. We'll see that's not the case. Vasheni yirad she stay. What do you do? The second one, you have to let it roam, get a moon, then you can eat it. But chayav matanot, when you shecht it, you have to give the matanot to the kohen. That we'll see in the next podcast. That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. Rabbi Yossi Poteri says there's no matanot either. Now, mate echad mihan, let's say that of these two animals, one of them dies, retar from a yechloku, Kohen and the Baal Habai split the one that's alive. If the Kohen wants to get it, he has to prove that the one that is still alive is the one coming to him. He can't prove that, so he gets nothing. Zachar nekevayim kam lekohen klum. If a Zachar nekeva came out, according to Rabbanan, he gets nothing, because it could be that the nekeva was first. Go prove the Zachar was first. Okay, I'm going to be Rabbi Yanai. So they said the following thing. We know that Rabbi Yosef Glili says natural events, that's what B'dei Shemayim here means, could happen simultaneously. Certainly if they're deliberate. And we'll see what an examples of that. Rabbanan B'dei Shemayim E.F. Shalitzam said, we know the Rabbanan say random events or natural events are not exact together. B'dei Adam Mai, what about a deliberate event? So let's try, that's that. Toshma. Chut shel sikra chogro be'emtza lahavdil b'damim tachtonim. The Mizbeach had this line around that was there to divide, and we assume it right now to be pencil thin line, to divide between dam that's supposed to go above, like chatat behemah or olat ha'of, and dam that's supposed to go below, like chatat ha'of and olat behemah. If you amarti yevshal etzem semi de adam, if you think that people cannot be exacting, zimin de kiyav el yadam natov tachton lemala, not really both, but if the line is a little bit too high, then you would end up putting blood that's supposed to be below above, and vice versa. So the answer is very simple. So make the line not pencil thin. Make it go some thickness. So you're certainly have covered the middle one way or the other. All right. Let's see. Toshma midat keli midat mizbeach. Look at this. The Torah said to make a kli two tefachim, one tefach, two amot, six tefachim, whatever it might be, or the mizbeach five amot, 32 amot. And we're assumed to do it exactly right. So the answer is Shani Hatun, Rachman Amar Avid, V'chol Eichad the Matzah, the Me'avah, Me'chale. There, in that case, the Torah said, make the Kli, and however you're able to make it best, that's what the Torah requires of you. In other words, if you say, Yivshal at some time, that's all the Torah requires, is approximate. As it says, Hakol Bichtav Yad Alai. Miyad Hashem Alai Yiskil. Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, David describing how he planned the Mikdash. It's exactly what Hashem told him. Okay, I'm Rav Katina. Let's try another thing. Toshma, chilko l'shnayim v'en shavin. Now, the halacha here is a tanur shel cheres that's tamei. If you break it, if you smash it, if there's one piece that's a majority, it's still tamei, the rest are tahor. What happens if you divide it exactly in two? So it should be that they're both tahor, because neither one of them is a rov. Shnehem tmeim, we say they're both tamei. L'fishi yifshar, that's what I'm saying, because you cannot be exact. Therefore, one of them is more than half. We don't know which one. They're both tamei. So I'm of Kahani Shani Klecheres Hoviyish Pogumot. You can't bring a proof from pottery, because pottery, when you break it, it's very inexact, but just by definition. All right, now we're going to deal with the Egla Arufa, which, remember, if a homicide victim is found between two cities, is found out in the hinterlands, then we find the city which is closest to the dead person, and they measure and they have the Beit Din of that city come and do a whole ceremony. What happens if the dead person is found exactly between two cities? Shtehem v'yot, shtei agalot. Then Each one brings one, divrei Rav Elazar. So my time, isn't that because he holds that bidei adam, and here what we're saying bidei adam is a little bit strange, but the idea is since a person killed him, it's bidei adam, and therefore it could be exactly in the middle. 50, exactly on the mark, exactly 2,194 yards from each town. And also when the Torah says, it means also Korvot, it could be more than one city. The answer is no. Rabbi Eliezer, Sabala Korvi Yosei Glili. He happens to hold the Korvi Yosei Glili in general, which is, even random events can happen at the same place, which means it's possible for this guy to be right in the middle. All right, name a ketanai. So maybe this whole thing is machloka tanaim, about Eglaru. Farim Tzamechu, Vamishtayarot, Layu Orfin. And according to this, the Chachamim say there's no Egla roof at all. Rabbi Lezor Meir, Shtehen Reviot, Shtei Agalot. We ought to know Rabbi Lezor's position. Each town brings one. My love, Akimi Palgi, isn't the Machloket here, the Tanakama Savri, Yevshalat Samseim? And therefore, since Chachamim say, Yevshalat Samseim, therefore this one belongs to one city or the other. We don't know which one, so neither one can bring. Rabbi Lezor Samar, Yevshalat Samseim. Rabbi Lezor says, it could be right in the middle. No. Tispara, Ikasama Tanakami of Shalat Samsem. If Tanakama really held Eef Shalat Samsem, Amailo Yorfim, then why not do an Egla Rufa? Yavu, Egla Achat, but Shutavut, Viatnu. Let them bring an Egla Rufa together and make a Tanai. If we're the town, this is ours. If they're the town, this is theirs. Bring it together. Ella, Lahani Tanai, the Chuliyam Eef Shalat Samsem. Both positions in that Mishnah hold, in that Baraita hold, that you could be right in the middle. Vahacha Bikorvalo Bikorod Kimipalgi. The Machlokan is about the Pasuk that says, Vaitai Yorakrovat. Tanakama Savar Korvavalo Korvot. It's gotta be one city. Since it's right in the middle, you can't do it because neither city is the only city. Can't do it. Rav Elazar Savar, Korvav Afila Korvot. You could do two cities. So my Avi Abba, what's the final resolution? Rav Chiya Bar Avina, Mavamram, Tanan, in Tzamachuvam, Nishtei Ayarot. Now how we've got a Braita that's really gonna help us. Elazar Mershtein, Viot, Shtei Agalot. We've already seen that. Chacham Omrim, Yaviu, Egla Achat, Vishutafur, Viatnu. The one that we suggested before as proposal for the Chachamim, that's what these Chachamim say. Both towns bring an Egla together, and they make a Tanai if we're the closer town. So my Kasav Rabbanon, what's Rabbanon's position here? He says Rabbanon, Dev Shalom, starts saying, if they hold that it's possible to be exact, Ukrovav fi the Korvot, then you could have multiple cities. Leiti Tarti, let them bring two. Fi Korvav alo Korvot, if they hold that you can't have multiple cities, then Afilu Chadilo Leiti, they shouldn't bring any like we had in the previous Braita. Allah, Shmamina, Kasav Rabbanon, Yev Shalat Sam Tseim. Afilu Bidei Adam, Shmamina. So the Rabbanon of that Braita, at least, clearly hold, Yev Shalat Sam Tseim. It certainly belongs to one of the cities and only one of the cities. We just don't know which, so they bring it together and make it tonight. And even Bidei Adam, Eef Shalat Samseim. So we now claim that the Machlok, we maintain the Machloket, Vizel Glili and Chachamim, is across the board, Bidei Shemaim and Bidei Adam. Okay, Ritafen Omer, Akun Borelo Tayafet. The Kohen gets the better of the two. In that case, according to Chachamim, where only gets only one, he gets the better of the two. So my time at Ritafen, why? Kosavra, who the Bari Nafik Bereisha, because typically the healthier one's gonna come out first. We'll see about that. The Kivo Mem Mishamnin, he says Mishamnin, which we thought means they'd split it. So he quotes Rabbi Yochanan as saying, "Akoin notel kchusha." No, the coin gets the worst one, not a half. Gets the worst one. Meaning it's the exact opposite of Rabbi Tarfon. Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Chiya then turned to Rabbi Yochanan and said, "Va'anem mishamim b'neiam tanan." But our Mishnah says mishamim b'neiam, which we think means split it. Amalei achal kafnaita b'vavel. It's one of these aphorisms. Go eat a bunch of these Babylonian grains. Right? What he means is, Targim nami seifa. I got it from the seifa. Because diktani seifa, what do you see at the end of the Mishnah? Meit echad mihen. If one of these died, the two, Rabbi Tarfon, meyachloku, you split it. Rabbi Kiva omer motzu b'chavar lavoraya. Rabbi Kiva says, the coin gets nothing. If you think that when there are two alive, they split them, niadari pliyu, which means they're equal. So here also, when one died, they should split the live one. Am I Mishami? What does Mishami mean? Shuman yehe b'neya, meaning the fat. The difference of the fat one over the skinny one. The fat that it makes the difference, that's what the difference will be, because the owner is going to keep the fat one. You bring a proof that the fat one is the b'chor. Vishakil and take it. He can't bring that raya. Nobody could. Therefore he gets the skinny one. Okay, Rabbi Yossi says there's no matanot given from the second animal that the Balabait kept and roamed, whether it's the bigger one or the smaller one, we keep a Batarfon, whichever one he kept has to roam, get a graze, get a Tmum, then you could eat a Tmum, but when you shecht it, Rabbi Meir says Matanot, Rabbi Yossi says no Matanot. My time, Rabbi Meir, why does Rabbi Meir say there's Matanot? It's very simple. The coin can come from sort of either side. The coin could say, if this is a Bechor, it all belongs to me. It's not a Bechor, have the Matanot, at least give me the Matanot. So one way or the other, I get that amount of the animal. Rabbi Yossi, my Thomas, Rabbi Yossi has really got the strange position, saying no Matanot. So Amarava, Asu She'ino Zocheh Kezocheh. What they did is, they imagined as if the one who did not yet get it, but he's supposed to, as if he got it. Which means it's as if the Kohen got the other one, and then swapped it for the one he ended up with, which means, now that it has a Mum, it's as if the Kohen sold it to me, b'mum, and I swapped it for the other one. So therefore, once the Kohen already got it, there's no Matanot. Everybody agrees. We'll see whoever it is, that if I have one animal, it's a safek bechor, we're going to deal with this in the third parak, I don't know whether or not this animal had given birth first, so it's a safek bechor, that, and I never got it to the coin, he never had something that's in lieu of it, therefore I have to give matonot. Hakomodim man, who's the hakomodim? Rabbi Yossi, obviously. So pshita, it's a no-brainer. So I'd come look kapata Rabbi Yossi hatam. The only reason here he says your pater is the chiv mad coin, because the coin sort of had this one. He has something in place of it. Even though he didn't get it, it's as if he got it. Here the coin got nothing. You have a sofik b'chor, and the coin doesn't get to see you at all. Well, the answer is maybe Rabbi Yossi has a whole different reason in our Mishnah. Why do you say your pater? Because if you say your chayiv, then that will mean everybody will think of this as a regular animal, and they're going to shear it and work it, which you're not allowed to do with a b'chor, even a sofik b'chor. And so therefore he says, no matono, to remove that possibility. So avagav den chalik miyad coin. Even if the coin never got part of it, he still might say patur matanot. So kamash malan, that Rabbi Yossi's reason is only because of chalik miyad coin. But how could you even entertain that possibility? Vatani seifa, at the end of the next Mishnah, it says, Shaya Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kol Shachalifa Biyad Kohen Patur Min HaMatanot. If the Kohen got its swap, then it's Patur. Rabbi Meir Mechayev. So Chalif Miyad Kohen in, and Chalif Miyad Kohen low. Only if the Kohen really got the other one, not if nothing happened. So why would you even think that Rabbi Yossi would say that even in a case of Safik Bechor, it's Patur? So Ma'udatem Rabbi Yossi Devav Dor Meir Kamarle. Maybe Rabbi Yossi was just speaking to Rabbi Meir in his terms. Lididi, we're reconstructing the conversation. Rabbi Yossi might say, according to me, afilu ein chalik miyad coin. Even if the coin never got something for it, we have to still say it's potter, because otherwise people will think it's a regular animal and shear it and work it. But lididach, you aren't concerned with that precaution. I'd only miyad chechan chalik miyad coin. At least admit that in a case where the coin got something for it, that it's as if he got it, and therefore it's potter. If you're like, no, Lord, Rabbi says, no, I don't agree there either. So that's the possibility. V'yamar Papa, now we flip it. Akomodim b'safek ma'aser shepatur min ha-matanot. Everybody agrees that if I have safek ma'aser, meaning an animal that maybe had ma'aser b'ema, maybe didn't have ma'aser b'ema, maybe I counted wrong, whatever it may be, that it's patur min ha-matanot. Hakomodim man. Who is Hakomodim? Must be Rav Meir. Because Rav Meir is the one who says chayav matanot, he says pater. So pshit, that's a no-brainer. Ad kan lam ka chayav, kama chayav Rav Meir, hatam elav a sofik b'chor. Rav Meir only says chayav matanot when it's a sofik b'chor. Ho elival av kohen mishnei tzadim. Like Rabbi Yochanan explained, the Kohen has an either-or argument. Either the whole thing belongs to me or I get the matanot. Remember, maaser b'hena does not have matanot. Ava sofik maaser lo. He doesn't have an either-or. Either it's maaser and I don't get matanot, or it's not and I do, doesn't give him matanot. The answer is, No, maybe Rav Meir's reason for saying you have to give matanot from the Sofik Bechor is so people shouldn't forget about matanot. I feel a Sofik Maaser Nami, so then for even in the case of Sofik Maaser where the coin doesn't have the either-or claim, you might be chayiv. Kamash Moran, then he's not. Now, flipping the previous piece, how could you possibly think that Meir would say that? Haktani seifa shayer Rabbi Yossi Omer kosha chalifa biyad koin patur minatanot. Meir chayev. Rabbi Yossi said, as long as the coin got something for it, it's patur. And Meir says, no, it's chayev anyways, which means it's clearly only because it's something that the coin got sort of in lieu. Now, I could have argued as follows. Perhaps Rav Meir says, in every case, even Safik Maser. The reason they disagreed about Safik Pachor is to show you how far Rav Yossi is willing to go, that even when the Kohen has the either-or argument, he's still Patur, Kamash Malan, that Rav Meir there would agree is Patur in Safik Maser, where there is no either-or argument. Okay. The end of the Mishnah said, Meita Chadman, Rav Yitar for Meir Chloko. They split it. Am I a chloko? According to Rav Tarfon, why do they split it? Nechse. It's very simple. Rav Tarfon says he automatically gets the fatter one. Ish shamin mit, if the fatter one died, the coin here, that belongs to the coin, is out of luck. If I hide the ikah, the balabite, the one that's alive, belongs to the balabite. E kochush mit, if the weaker one died, the balabite mit, the balabite's one died, hide the ikah, the coin, or the one alive, goes to the coin. So I'm Rabbi Ami, Chazav Rabbi Tarfon. The answer is Rabbi Tarfon changed his mind, agreed with Rabbi Akiva, that it's not automatically the fat one. That's why I said when I mentioned it, that we see that Rabbi Tarfon did not stick to that position, that we assume that the fat one was born first. Okay, Rekiva Omer Mitzvah Raya. The end of the Mishnah had Rekiva's position. And we have a delightful little piece for Rechia. Now, Shal Rabbi Tarfon Amad Davar Domeh. What is Rabbi Tarfon's position like? The Shnayim Shifkidu Eitzel Roeh. Two different guys gave each one of them an identical lamb to a shepherd. And what happens? One of them died. They come back, and each one claims there's the one who's alive. Shemaniach Rabbanim, when we still like, the Roeh simply disappears and let them fight it out. That's like Rabbi Tarfon. It says, Yachloku. Mashal Rabbi Kiva Lamad Davar Domeh, but he says our case is more similar to Echad Shifkidu Eitzel Balabait. One guy gave a lamb to a Balabait to watch. The Balabait had a similar lamb. One of them died. He comes, and of course, I'm also like, well, which is, you're not going to get it because you got to prove yours is the living one. The Balabait has the reshut. So now, my plegi, so where's the machloket? Bekiva, Pali, Bashan, Shifkidu, Itzel, Roash, and Yechro, Amistalek. Do you think Rabbi Kiva disagrees with that halacha about a shepherd? Rabbi Tarfon, Pali, Bachad, Shifkidu, Itzel, Balabait. You think Rabbi Tarfon disagrees with Hamosu, Chaloraya in that case? Not possible. Everybody agrees to those two halachot. Onechelku Ella, what the case is here is b'chatzer balabayit v'ru'eh kohen. It's a chatzer that's owned by the balabayit, and he's got a shepherd who's a kohen who he always gives his bechoro to. Ritarfen Savar, he thinks aknui kamakni lebchatzero. The balabayit gives the shepherd a little piece of the chatzer. V'nechel itavid mitzvah v'amore, so that the mitzvah can be done of giving him the bechor using his property. He's happy with that. Therefore, it's as if they're both partners here, and as if the two different guys left it with a shepherd. And what happens? You know, the two of them have to fight it out equally. There's no muchzak here. Since the man would lose something by giving some of his property to the roeh, he doesn't give him anything. He just hands him the bechor each time. So now the balabait is the owner. The Kohen is the visitor, and therefore he is also Chavaraya, and therefore the case where they're disagreeing is a very limited case where you can challenge whether or not it's more, you could discuss whether or not it's more similar to the Roeh or to the Balabait. Okay, we'll pause at this point and pick it up with the last podcast in this parak, and in the meantime, we should have a wonderful day.